Notion Project Management Review 2026. Powerful Workspace or Overrated PM Tool? Notion is one of those tools almost everyone in tech has heard about. Creators use it to plan content. Startups use it to build internal wikis. Freelancers use it to organize clients. Students use it for notes. Teams use it for documents, project tracking, and collaboration. But here is the big question. Is Notion actually a project management tool, or is it just a very flexible workspace that people force into project management? That is where the discussion gets interesting. Based on reviewer feedback, Notion is loved for its flexibility, clean design, databases, docs, and all-in-one workspace experience. But when you compare it directly with dedicated project management tools like Asana, ClickUp, Monday.com, or Linear, some weaknesses become clear. Notion can manage projects, but it is not always the fastest or most powerful choice for serious project management. Let's break it down in simple terms. What is Notion? Notion is an all-in-one productivity platform that combines notes, documents, wikis, databases, task lists, calendars, Kanban boards, project trackers, team collaboration spaces. Instead of forcing users into one fixed system, Notion gives you building blocks. You can create almost anything: a content calendar, CRM, task tracker, company wiki, meeting notes hub, client portal, or startup operating system. That flexibility is the reason people love it. But it is also the reason some teams struggle with it. Notion's biggest strength: flexibility. The main reason people choose Notion is simple. You can build your workspace your way. You are not locked into one project layout. You can view the same project as a table, board, calendar, timeline, list, or gallery. You can create custom fields, filters, statuses, tags, owners, and deadlines. For small teams, creators, agencies, and startups, this is powerful. For example, a content team can build a blog content calendar, a YouTube production tracker, a sponsor database, a newsletter planner, a meeting notes hub, a brand asset library, all inside one workspace. That is where Notion shines. It gives teams one place to organize knowledge and work without jumping between multiple apps. Why teams like Notion? Many teams switch to Notion because they are tired of using too many tools. One team may have Google Docs for documentation, Trello for tasks, Airtable for databases, Slack for communication, and spreadsheets for reporting. Notion gives them a way to reduce that clutter. Instead of having company knowledge scattered everywhere, teams can centralize everything inside Notion. This makes it especially useful for startups, content teams, small agencies, remote teams, freelancers, creators, product teams, online businesses. If your team needs a flexible workspace for docs, planning, and lightweight task tracking, Notion can feel like a dream. Where Notion is strongest: docs, wikis, and databases. Notion's strongest area is not traditional project management. Its strongest area is knowledge management. That means Notion is excellent for internal company wikis, SOPs, training documents, product documentation, client notes, research hubs, meeting notes, content calendars, databases. This is why so many users love Notion. It does not just help you track tasks, it helps you build a knowledge system around the work. For example, a startup can create a Notion workspace with company mission, team handbook, product roadmap, investor updates, hiring pipeline, meeting notes, marketing calendar, engineering documentation. That is very useful. But once projects become complex, Notion starts showing its limits. The problem: Notion is not a dedicated project management tool. This is the part many teams need to understand. Notion can manage projects, but it was not originally built like Asana, ClickUp, Monday.com, or Jira. Dedicated project management tools usually come with ready-made systems for task dependencies, workload management, automations, dashboards, reporting, time tracking, advanced notifications, team capacity planning, approval workflows. Notion can imitate some of these things, but it often requires manual setup. That is the difference. In Notion, you are building the system. In dedicated PM tools, the system is already built for you. Weakness 1. Automation is limited. One of Notion's biggest weaknesses for project management is automation. In a strong PM tool, you can create rules like, when a task is marked complete, move it to the next stage. When a deadline is missed, notify the manager. When a task is approved, assign the next person. When a project status changes, update the dashboard automatically. Notion is not as strong in this area. You can create databases, templates, and filtered views, but many workflows still require manual updating. For teams that need automatic project movement, automatic reports, or advanced task routing, Notion may feel limited. This matters for businesses because manual systems eventually break when the team grows. Weakness 2. Reporting is not built for serious PM. Another issue is reporting. Notion databases are flexible, but Notion does not offer the same built-in reporting power as tools like Monday.com, ClickUp, or Asana. If a manager wants quick answers like, which projects are behind schedule? Which team member has too many tasks? What percentage of tasks are complete? What is blocking delivery? Which department is falling behind? Notion may require custom dashboards, linked databases, filters, and manual updates. That can work for small teams, but for larger teams, it can become messy. A business leader does not always want to build reports from scratch. Sometimes they just want the software to show the numbers clearly. Weakness 3. Dependencies are not fully automatic. Project dependencies are important. A dependency means one task cannot move forward until another task is completed. For example, the designer cannot create graphics until the writer finishes the article. The developer cannot launch the feature until QA testing is complete. The marketing team cannot publish the campaign until legal approves the copy. Notion can show tasks, deadlines, owners, and timeline views, but it does not handle dependencies as smoothly as dedicated project management platforms. In advanced PM tools, dependency changes can automatically shift timelines and alert team members. In Notion, that process may require more manual control. For simple projects, this is fine. For complex projects, it can become a problem. Weakness 4. The learning curve is real. Notion looks simple at first. You open a blank page, you type, you add blocks, you create a table. Everything feels clean. But once you start building advanced systems, it becomes more complex. You need to understand databases, relations, rollups, filters, linked views, templates, permissions, page structures, workspace organization. For a beginner, this can feel overwhelming. This is why some teams love Notion while others abandon it. Notion rewards people who enjoy building their own systems, but teams that want a plug-and-play project management tool may get frustrated. Weakness 5. Notifications are not its strongest feature. Notion's notifications are simple and not too aggressive. For some users, that is a good thing. Nobody wants another noisy app sending alerts all day. But for project management, weak notifications can become an issue. If a task is urgent, overdue, blocked, reassigned, or waiting for approval, teams need clear alerts. Dedicated PM tools are usually stronger at keeping people updated on what needs attention. Notion can notify users, but it is not the strongest alert system for fast-moving teams. Weakness 6. Notion AI costs. Extra. Notion AI is useful, but full access is not available everywhere for free. The full Notion AI experience is tied to paid plans, especially the business plan. Free and lower-tier users may only get limited access or trial usage. This matters because AI is becoming a major part of productivity tools. Teams now expect AI to help with summarizing meeting notes, drafting documents, searching company knowledge, creating task lists, explaining project updates, cleaning up messy notes. Notion AI can be valuable, but businesses should pay attention to pricing before assuming AI is fully included. Notion. Pricing, is it worth it? Notion is attractive because it offers a lot of value, even on the free plan. For individuals, freelancers, students, and small creators, the free plan can be enough to build powerful systems. For teams, paid plans unlock more collaboration features, permissions, admin controls, and AI-related capabilities. The key question is not just whether Notion is affordable. The real question is, will your team actually use it properly? A cheap tool that your team does not understand can become expensive in wasted time. A more expensive tool with better automation and reporting may save money if it helps the team move faster. Notion versus Asana, ClickUp, Monday.com, and Linear. Here is the simple way to think about it. Choose Notion if you want. A flexible all-in-one workspace, strong docs and wikis, custom databases, lightweight project tracking, content calendars, team knowledge management, a central place for notes, plans, and documentation. Choose Asana, ClickUp, Monday.com, or Linear if you want. Faster setup, stronger automation, better built-in reporting, more advanced project tracking, task dependencies that work more smoothly, better workload visibility, a system built mainly for project execution. Notion is better as a workspace. Dedicated PM tools are better as project engines. That is the difference. Best use cases for Notion in 2026. Notion is a strong fit for 1. Content teams. Bloggers, YouTubers, newsletter creators, and media brands can use Notion to manage editorial calendars, topic ideas, research, scripts, thumbnails, and publishing schedules. 2. Startups. Startups can use Notion as a company operating system for docs, planning, hiring, product roadmaps, and investor updates. 3. Freelancers and agencies. Freelancers can use Notion for client portals, project boards, proposals, meeting notes, and deliverable tracking. 4. Internal wikis. This is one of Notion's best use cases. Companies can use it to store processes, policies, training material, and team knowledge. 5. Personal productivity. For individuals, Notion is excellent for life organization, habit tracking, goal planning, learning notes, and personal dashboards. Who should avoid Notion for project management? Notion may not be the best choice for large teams that need advanced reporting, companies that need heavy automation, teams that want instant setup, project managers who need strong dependency tracking, businesses that rely on strict deadlines and approvals, teams that do not have time to build custom systems. If your team needs structure immediately, Notion may feel too open-ended. The freedom is powerful, but it also creates responsibility. What businesses can learn from Notion. The biggest business lesson from Notion is this: flexibility is valuable. but structure is what makes teams move faster. Many companies adopt tools because they look clean, modern, and popular. But the real test is whether the tool improves execution. Before choosing Notion, businesses should ask, do we need a knowledge base or a project management system? Who will build and maintain our workspace? Do we need automation? Do we need reporting? Will our team actually use this every day? Are we managing simple projects or complex workflows? Notion works best when there is someone responsible for designing the workspace properly. Without that, it can turn into a digital junk drawer. A Curion verdict. Is Notion good for project management in 2026? Yes, but with limits. Notion is a great tool for teams that want a flexible workspace for docs, wikis, databases, planning, and lightweight project tracking. It is especially useful for creators, startups, small teams, and knowledge-based businesses. But if your company needs serious automation, advanced reporting, task dependencies, workload management, and fast project setup, Notion may not be enough by itself. The best way to describe Notion is this: Notion is not the strongest project management software. It is one of the strongest workspace tools that can be customized for project management. That difference matters. For small teams and creators, Notion can be excellent. For larger teams with complex workflows, tools like Asana, ClickUp, Monday.com, Linear, or Jira may be better. The smart move is to use Notion where it is strongest: documentation, planning, knowledge management, and flexible databases. Then, if your projects become more complex, connect it with a dedicated PM tool instead of forcing Notion to do everything. Final rating. Best for creators, startups, small teams, agencies, documentation-heavy teams, and businesses that want a flexible workspace. Not best for large teams, complex project operations, heavy automation, advanced reporting, and teams that need plug-and-play project management. A Curion score, 8.4 out of 10 as an all-in-one workspace. Acrion score, 7 out of 10 as a dedicated project management tool. Bottom line, Notion is powerful, flexible, and valuable, but it is not magic. If you are willing to build your system, Notion can become the center of your business workflow. If you want project management that works immediately out of the box, you may be happier with a dedicated PM platform. In 2026, Notion remains one of the best tools for organizing work. Just do not mistake flexibility for full project management power.